Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm so glad you found this show, and I hope it brings you value in your life, in your business, and your vision and dreams for everything. So welcome. Today, we're going to finish up really part two of creating a work-life balance, especially for the type A's out there. And yesterday in episode 23 of season two, I talked about just getting that rhythm of time off and work balance. And today we're going to share some tips on how to make yourself not that important anymore. And I know that's scary to think of, but when you can get some systems in place, you can take that time off without worry that things are going to like fall apart on you. So let's jump into today's show. All right, we're going to keep this super simple, super short. And if you want more details on these steps that I'm going to share today, I invite you to join me for the Smooth Selling Academy on January 27th and 28th over in the Uncharted Entrepreneurs High Achievers Facebook community. The link is in the show notes. And I'll talk about more details on these tips, but I wanted to just give you a brief overview, some things to think about, especially if you happen to be listening to this when it actually comes out on Sunday. I know sometimes those are days that just give us time to kind of ponder on some things. So, but more details you can find in the Smooth Selling Academy, Mini Academy. All right. So yesterday we talked about taking time off and getting that rhythm, that work-life balance rhythm, especially for the type A's, because we don't like to take time off. We love to work. And it's really hard to unplug. And sometimes we get stuck in this mentality that, well, if I take time off, like everything's going to fall apart. Like the world can't, you know, my business can't operate without me. And if you have that mentality, you are going to put a lid on your business. Your business is never going to be able to expand to what you want it to because you're a one-man show or a one-woman show. And you can only do so much. You only have so much time in the day. So we want to get out of that mentality and we want to start creating systems and putting things in place so that we can take time off and things are still running smoothly behind the scenes. And you may not be able to do everything all at once, especially if you were a newer entrepreneur. It takes time to outsource these things. It takes money to outsource and delegate. But I want you to start putting things in place. I want you to start thinking about it. I want you to start prioritizing what does need to be delegated or outsourced eventually, even if you can't do it today. So there are, I should have numbered these, one, two, three, four, five things. Actually, four. Four things that I want to share with you today to help you start thinking about this concept of outsourcing, automating, and just creating simple systems so that you can work less and enjoy life more and still be productive, which isn't that what we want? I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to get to Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week. Like that's truly the place to get, right? But for some of us right now, we just need to figure out a 4-hour work a day. We'd be happy. So number one is figure out what can you outsource? So start making a plan. And again, maybe you can't outsource it yet, but what can you eventually outsource? And think about things that you don't really enjoy doing that should be outsourced, or things that you don't mind doing, but they just take you forever to do. And they're taking time away from you being able to really stay in your lane and stay doing what you enjoy doing and what you're really good at. So there's a lot of things that we could do, but should we be doing them? So think about those things. And there's a lot of ways to outsource. There's some very inexpensive ways to outsource. You can start by checking out Fiverr, which is F-I-V-R-R. I'll put that in the show notes. There's somebody on Fiverr to do almost anything you need done, from copyright to creating, whatever. So check out Fiverr. See if there's somebody there that can do what you need to outsource. There's also another really inexpensive one of my podcast friends has found a site, and I'll try to share this in the show notes as well, where you can find women and men from the Philippines who their cost of living is so much lower than ours in the U.S. So they are willing to work for a much lower hourly rate, which for them is like really high. And for us is very low just because of the cost of living difference. So you can help somebody in a whole nother country get a really great paying job and you're going to save money. So it's kind of a really cool thought of just being global, and you can outsource to somebody in another country. Now, if that doesn't resonate with you and you're like, I want to keep things in the USA, that's totally cool too. So find somebody you trust to outsource. And sometimes my best outsourcing has been just asking. I'll post something on Facebook. Hey, I need somebody to do X, Y, and Z. And there's always somebody that knows somebody. Or if you're in Facebook communities of other working people, find somebody that does that. Sometimes I like to find somebody that's a military spouse because, you know, we're a military family. So I love supporting military spouses. So whatever resonates with you, just start finding people that do what you don't enjoy doing. They're going to do it quicker. They're going to do it better. And you don't have to do it anymore. So what can you start outsourcing? And maybe it's just a little mini project right now. But eventually make a dump list. Make a brain dump list of everything that when you can and you have the cash flow to do it, what are all the activities that you would love to outsource? So that's number one, is just outsource. Number two is see what you can create to be automated. So automation is king and queen. And there are so many great technology tools and resources and apps out there that can automate things for you, from email to payments, courses, things like that. What can you automate? What's out there that you can create automation for? And that's the things that are day in, day out, week in, week out with your clients. Automate it if you can. Number three, really look at all the activities you do and figure out, does this even need to be done? Like, maybe that should have been number one. That's probably number one. Reorder these. But number one, I would say, which I'm saying is number three, create that list of everything you do. And then look at it and, you know, does it need to be done? And, or does it need to be done right now? Sometimes there are things we're doing that maybe we shouldn't be doing right now. Maybe eventually we can do them, but right now, should it be a priority? Should you maybe take it off the table right now and get established and then bring it back into your business? Or does it just need to be scratched off? Like, has it served its time? It served its purpose, or maybe it never even served a purpose. You were just doing it because you felt like you needed to. Really evaluate. Look at that. And what's the outcome? So everything you're doing, is it producing the outcome you want? And is the outcome you're receiving from that activity, that thing, is it worth the input? Is it worth the time? Is it worth the stress? So it's really evaluating what you're doing. And number four is stay in your lane. And I guess I kind of have these in the wrong order. You should have really started with number one should be evaluating what you do. Number two is staying in your lane. What are the things that you love to do? What are the things that you're naturally good at doing and your superpowers? And what are the things that come easy for you to do? Because again, sometimes we don't mind doing them and we can do them, but it takes us forever. Versus if we hire it out to somebody, they can do it in so much less time. I have one of my clients, she's a bridal event planner. And I remember when we first started working together, she wanted to do this flyer. And creating flyers is not my gift and it's not her gift. And we went back and forth on this flyer for weeks, and hours were spent by both of us trying to work on this flyer, and it came out okay. Like, it was okay. It was never really great, but it was okay. And what she's finally realized is if she just hired that out to somebody who is gifted in creating flyers and making them beautiful, within like an hour, that person could create a flyer that is amazing. And she may have to pay them a little bit, yes. But think of all the hours that were wasted trying to do it on our own to get okay. When you can pay somebody to do something and it's going to come out amazing because it's their gift, and you can stay working in your own lane. So I do apologize because, like I said, the order of operation is all messed up here. So I'm going to review here real quick. Number one, sit down, write out a list of all the activities that you do in your day, in your week, in your month for your business. Next to each one, look to see, does it even need to be done? Is it producing the results you want? Can you just table it for now? Maybe start back up and do it again later. If it does need to be done now, can you outsource it or automate it? And then the other thing to look at is it staying in your lane if you choose to do it? Is it really still staying in your lane? Or would your time be better delegating it out, outsourcing it out, figuring out how to pay for that so that you can work in your giftedness? When you can get all of that set, that's when you can take that week vacation because things are running behind the scenes and you don't need to be there to touch it all. Or even on your weekly day-to-day operations, you're going to have way more joy. You're going to be more productive because the more you can stay in your own lane and work in your giftedness, that's where magic happens. And that's the place you want to get to. So again, if you need more support in this, and I know I was kind of all over the place with this podcast, so I hope it made sense. But if you need more support in this, head over, join us for the Smooth Selling Academy. You can ask, it's a Facebook Live, so you can ask me questions on all of these things, get more clarity on it, and get focused so that you can have the most productive, easiest, most fun year of your life and your business in 2021. That's my hope and my prayer for you this year. And as always, thanks for listening to the show. If you want, shoot me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. What's resonating with you in the podcast? What would you love to hear me talk more about? Or if you know somebody that needs to hear this show, shoot it over to them. Share it with them. Let's expand the audience of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs. I would love to have you help me do that so that we can be in more countries, more states, and make more impact for entrepreneurs all over the globe.